Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what, I don't even have time for my regular intros because we need to crack on if we're going to get through this list today about video games with incredibly tight time sections. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games with the tightest timed sections. Number 10, Mile High Club on Veteran. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Though you don't need to beat Mile High Club to complete Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare's campaign, the optional post-credits bonus mission has earned an enduring rep as arguably the series' toughest ever level. Now on paper, the objective is simple. You need to shoot your way through a terrorist-filled aircraft and rescue a hostage at the end. But the game imposes a brutal time limit on players, especially those playing on veteran difficulty, who will just have a single minute to reach the hostage and pop a bullet in his captor's head. The sheer number of enemies that you need to dispatch inside of 60 seconds is nothing short of a nightmare, such that rote memorization of their locations is really the only way to get through this. You can waste literally hours of your life trying to beat this one thing, though doing so will at least pop you a much coveted achievement. Number 9. The Dam, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Water levels are generally some of the most despised areas by players, given that they often remove all of your gadgets and abilities while also slowing your movement to a crawl, but 1989 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the NES transformed the water level into a literal torture instrument by imposing an outrageous 140-second time limit in an area that is already colossally patience-testing. In the Dam mission, players need to find and disarm 8 bombs in less than 2.5 minutes, and if that isn't enough, you also have to avoid electrified fences and dangerous marine life. It is a completely indecent difficulty spike, and one which wouldn't be nearly as aggravating without such an egregious tight time constraint. No wonder so many kids bailed from the game without ever getting past this level. Number 8. Supply Lines, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. There are a number of valid contenders for the crown of Grand Theft Auto's toughest mission, and though San Andreas' supply lines is mercifully only optional, it takes the cake for imposing such an unfair time limit. The mission requires the player to fly an RC plane through San Fierro, destroying 5 of Zero's rival courier vehicles, and then returning to his roof. Though Supply Lines doesn't have a time limit in the traditional sense, players are given an infuriatingly stingy amount of fuel to get the job done. In the original PS2 release of the game, the fuel would continually dwindle away even if you took your hand off the throttle and opted to glide, meaning the resource that you were actually battling was indeed time. Thankfully, this was fixed in later releases of San Andreas. And because players still complained, Rockstar even expanded the plane's fuel capacity for the Xbox 360 and mobile ports. In its earlier iterations, though, Supply Lines is an absolutely maddening, unforgiving challenge. Downing all 5 couriers and getting back to the roof in time requires players to waste not a single degree of the plane's movement. This is unaided by both the plane's horrendous handling and the fact that you can be shot out of the sky by the understandably irate couriers. As fun a game as San Andreas is, this mission in its original form is nothing short of self-flagellation. Number 7. Crazy Box SS, Crazy Taxi. Despite its deceptively simple gameplay, arcade racing classic Crazy Taxi is a surprisingly challenging game, as players are forced to contend with some razor-thin time limits while doing their rounds, especially in the game's much-loved Crazy Box mode. This mode culminates in a brutally difficult special mission called Crazy Attack, which requires the players to put every skill that they've learned so far to the ultimate test. Crazy Attack gives you just 4 minutes to complete an entire lap around the city with a passenger in tow, and even skilled players are likely to have their patience massively tested. The only way to succeed is to abuse the crazy dash and limiter cut maneuvers with all of your might, but even then, you'll likely end a successful run with just a few seconds to spare at best. Number 6. Arms dealing, Borderlands 2. The phrase arms dealing is enough to make most Borderlands fans shudder, if soothed slightly by the fact that it's only a side mission, albeit one that completionists will have to force themselves to slog through. In Borderlands 2, arms dealing gives players just 2 minutes to pick up a series of 5 arms, you know, actual body parts, and then deposit them all in a PO box. Even if you use a vehicle to speed up your progress, the environment is so treacherous that it's still practically a Herculean feat. Worse still, you also need to get back to Overlook before the timer expires, ensuring that this mission is hair-pullingly difficult, even being unfair. Players can do themselves a favor by strategically placing a vehicle in Overlook and using the catch-a-ride feature to teleport there, but anyone hoping to do this the legit way is sure going to be left mopping up their own salty tears. Number 5. Stormy Ascent Platinum Relic, Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy. Crash Bandicoot's Insane Trilogy's Platinum Relics will separate Crash casuals from the Never Say Die hardcores, serving as the highest reward for those playing levels in the trilogy's time trial mode. There are countless, deeply infuriatingly challenging levels throughout this first game, and the likes of the High Road and the Lab stand out as particularly sore middle fingers from the pack. And it's made worse by the fact that this game originally didn't have time trial modes in it, meaning that they added it back in, which means that the levels weren't designed with that in mind, and that makes this whole thing even more infuriating. But still, Stormy Ascent is definitely the cream of the crap here, because you need to beat this level within 7 minutes, and that might sound like quite a long time, but trust me, it's not. Because you can spend literally hours getting through this thing just on the regular mode, and then trying to race through it will practically guarantee that you'll make tons of timing mistakes in your eagerness to prevail. Number 4. Rescue the Archaeologist, Fable. Though the original Fable is a relatively easy game for the most part, it does boast one notably challenging time-constrained quest, Rescue the Archaeologist. After tracking down the aforementioned NPC, players have just 5 minutes to fend off a fleet of mighty minions who are frustratingly durable and can easily overwhelm unprepared players. More than anything, though, it's rather difficult to actually defeat all of the enemies in the area within the time limit. Being beaten by the clock will then result in the archaeologist being shipped off to Bargate Prison and a mission failure. If you're not touting some nifty weapons and haven't got this slow time spell yet, this is practically impossible, so you're better off going away to prepare for this fight rather than wasting hours trying to squeak your way through it. Number 3. Falling Ship, Star Wars Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2. Star Wars Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2 might be showing its age now that it's almost 25 years after its initial release, but the Star Wars themed FPS remains one of the IP's greatest, most unsung video games. Its most memorable level is actually also perhaps its toughest, as the player is left tumbling around the cargo hold of a ship which has been flung into a canyon by a dark Jedi. The player has just a matter of minutes to work their way through the ship and locate their own vessel before this ship explodes. This is made all the more complicated by the thorough disorientation caused by the ship falling through the sky. On the game's hardest difficulty, Jedi Master, you've just got 90 seconds to make your exit, meaning that you need to haul ass. But the ship's maze-like layout and ever-shifting orientation ensures that it is no picnic on lower difficulties either. Number 2. All of the Ring levels, Superman 64. I don't want to talk about this. I'm sick of looking at those goddamn rings. They make my own ring so spicy. You know what I'm talking about with this. And number 1, the tutorial driver. And finally, we come to perhaps the single most irritating timed mission, and say it with me, kids, of all time, because it's a damn tutorial. Classic PS1 racing game Driver opens with a tutorial in which players must perform a series of 9 vehicular maneuvers from a checklist all within a 60-second time limit. Now, even without the time limit, this wouldn't exactly be a picnic, given that in 1999, kids weren't able to find out what slalom meant online, which would mean more than a few frustrated attempts and failures for no apparent real reason. But then add a time limit on top of this, and oh, this becomes downright torturous. You'll need some slick driving skills and more than a little dose of luck to actually pull this off inside a hot minute, but for many young players, this was difficult enough to effectively end the game before they even got started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.